Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Lamed Hey, Se'if Gimel Dalid and Hey. Se'if Gimel, Kohen Kohre B'Torah V'Yishayin, V'Achrav Levi, V'Achrav Yisrael. The Kohen is called up to the Torah first, followed by the Levi, followed by the Yisrael. Mishtabura Sif Kotten Tes, Kohen Kohre B'Torah V'Yishayin. The Siv, the Pasuk says, V'Kidashtoi, V'kilu chazal, shvat zaloyim, l'kol dovish v'kedusha. The Pasuk says, V'kidashto, you should make him holy. Our chazal tell us, for any dovish v'kedusha, l'ftoyach rishon, he's the one who opens first, v'levarich rishon, makes the bracha first, v'litol moniyof rishon, makes the first portion, u'mikol mokol, m'mratza kohen l'achal kovod the rabbo. But if the kohen chooses to give honor to his Rebbe, or l'misha gadol mimenu, to someone who's greater than he, he has that right. But as far as getting called up the Torah in Shul, Tiknu Chazal, the Chachamim made a takona, Nedarke Sholom, to maintain peace. She'ein ha'koyin va'alevi yichonu, there's no mechila. The koyin and the levi cannot be moichum. El dafka koyin kara rishon, the koyin has to be called up first, v'achav levi, then the levi, v'achav yisol, then the yisol. Because everyone would say, "Ani gadol, ani akrishna, I should be going first." Now you know we didn't save too much because everyone fights. I should get shlishi. Why is he getting shlishi and I'm getting revi? This happens. So we tried. But lamaisa, whatever you give someone, they're gonna find something to be mekana. Ben chilik ben Shabbos v'yontif l'sheni v'chamish shas manish kam b'hem. There's absolutely no difference. Whether Shabbos or Yontif, Monday, Thursday, any other time you lane, the Kohen gets first Aliyah, Levi gets second Aliyah. If ain Kohen beis haKnesses, if there is no Kohen in Shul, Hochen Acha HaGodol B'Chachma U'Minyan, then you go by the one who is the biggest Chacham and the most Talmidim. Afa Pi Sha'acher Godol M'Sham, even though there may be another one who's actually older in years. Sifka and Yud v'achrov Levi. After the Kohen is Levi, v'asmechinu akro, and this is based on the pasuk the Siv, v'yidna l'kahane b'nei Levi v'goymer. It was given to the kahane b'nei Levi. Ato anan l'yadidna the kahane b'nei Levi, then don't I know the kahane from Levi? Ala ashmi'inon, but to teach us, dimitchil kahane v'hada b'nei Levi. First is Kohen, and then is Levi second.
Where do people get Levi? If there's no Kohen, you can go Levi then.
Right now, he's not mentioning any such option. It is discussed later. Siv Dalit, Haminig HaPoshut. The simple practice is Shafilu Koyin HaMoritz Koyin Likos Lefnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. That even a Koyin who is an ignorant person gets called up to Torah first ahead of a great Chacham who is Yisrael. For who shall Koyin Yidei Likos, provided the Koyin knows how to read. If he could read along with the chaz and word for word, that's good enough. Because the kavan simikuflam tes, as we will learn later in simikuflam tes, shemenu yodei likros. If he doesn't know how to read, hey chivarach al Torah, how does he make the brach on the Torah? Mishtaburus of kain yunaf aminiga poshut. The simple practices, the simple minig is that we always give kain first. Let's let me to say after habe rishoyinim soiv lunas tatakanas ulahakdam asam lechachacham. Even though there are many Rishonim who hold that they never made a takana to put an Amar Oretz ahead of a Tamar Chacham, Mikamalkom haminig ha'poyis kan shesoyim the increase of Torah basic in the SS. But the minig is like the other poskim who hold that when it comes to laying Torah in Shul, ledarkei shalom l'chilkul b'zeh. Because of darkei shalom, we don't differentiate any kohen. The matter of his level of learning and knowledge will come ahead of the Yisrael Chacham. Mishnah Berurah Sukkah Yud Beis Nechachem Gadol. It's not a bizan for cover the Torah. It's not a disgrace for the honor of Torah. The kivachek kain haminug and kan bizay. Since that is the practice, it's no bizan. Sifkan yudgimel yodeh likros. He has to know how to read. Nitochek sav from the writing on the parchment. To the kamon smikuflamates sifbeis or galun smikuflamates. Sifkan yudat sagi bekachi. We can read along word for word. The shiach siv is good enough. By nedavka b'she'en shem kain acher zulasod. That's if there is no other kain. Who could read by himself? As we learn in Simen Kuf Lametas, Sivkan Tazvav Shem Eni Yodei V'Chulu. He does not know how to read. then how does he make a bracha? Ukehayom, but today, nohagen likroso afal pi shein yodea likros imasher tzibur mitoch haksav kim bal peh. Today, the minig is to call him up to the Torah, even though he can't read with, even with the Sheikh Tzibur, from the Ksav, he cannot read from the parchment. He can bal peh, say after the Sheikh Tzibur. For gam bezelu nagel adatakek, and even for that, we're not so particular. For talin the mistama yachalikro b'Sheikh Tzibur in kaponam bal peh, we assume that he can read along Sheikh Tzibur, at least bal peh. V'ana kamon simen kuflam tesef gimashak nichtov sham, look at simen kuflam tesef gimot right over there. Over there, it's written that even though the minig is to call up a kohen, even if he can't read along Sheikh Tzibur mila mila, Parshas Par, Parshas Zohar, we don't do that. Parshas Par, Parshas Zohar, when someone who can actually read from the Ksav. Se'iv hei, im ha'sefer Torah pesuach va'kohen koyre es shema, if the sefer Torah is opened and we're ready to call up, the kohen is in the middle of shema. Einu ha'shor la'hafzik, he cannot interrupt. The Kohen Yisrael b'mekomo will call up Yisrael b'mekom Kohen. The Ramah says, v'chein b'tanei shachar Pesach v'sukkah shekom v'echal, or the Tanaisim that we have, after Pesach and Sukkah, they used to fast Pahab, and they were laying v'echal. Im ena Kohen mis'ane, if the Kohen is not fasting, Kohen Yisrael, so we call Yisrael in his place. V'toiv, what's better is, she'yech ha'kohen mis'aknesis, for the Kohen to leave the shul beforehand, so he's not present when they call up the Yisrael for the Aliyah. Mr. Bursakon design. If the Sefer Torah is opened, and the Kohen is in the middle of Shema, who are din? Afilu dayan lo tzir Sefer Torah. This is true even if you didn't take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron yet. Gam kin in mamtin in middle of Hoyetzeh Sefer Torah, Shema Kohen tfilah. So, we don't wait to take out the Sefer Torah for the Kohen to finish his davening. Shem tircha de tzibur. There's an element of tircha tzibur. We don't want to be a burn on the tzibur. So we're not going to wait for the Kohen. Sivkon yudzayin. Ein rashai. So we're not allowed to have the Kohen interrupt. He can't interrupt the Shema to take the Aliyah. V'afilu deah harishon v'simen samachvov sifdal shemaos. Now, there is an opinion. We learned before in Simen samachvov, the first few holes, that he is mafsik. Hainu kishakura. Ooh, that's only if they called him up, if they summoned him to the bima. V'nei kavaratera, for kavaratera, he can mafsik. Avachachila in the kusma, avachachila, don't call him up. So he had two shitas in Simen samachvov. Is he mafsik? Isn't he mafsik? Why don't you say he is mafsik? Cover the Torah. But you don't call him up. It's only if you called him up that he's mafsik. Umishim pegam the kohen. Now, there is always a concern that if you don't call up the kohen, he's in the room. People think there's something wrong with him. Shayom or Shane kohen. People say he's not really a kohen. Lekalamech, you're not going to worry about that. Shayar kol royin, shu asbe kriyishma. Everyone sees he's saying shmai, saying shmai esrei. So therefore, don't even call him up. V'eskimo achroinim, the achroinim agree. Lav daf kishma, it's not just shma. Do I think she also be brachas of Kriyat Shema? It's also in the brachas of Kriyat Shema before and after. Vayin la el simen samach vav sif katan chav vav shechriyanu. If you look back at simen samach vav, we concluded the yesh lahakel lekros chadchilik shu oim ben aprok, and that if he's between sections, the chadchil you can call him up. The ancient kohen achav, there is no other kohen. The kolosh king shu oisik pesukid simen soin dum pesukid zimra, you can call him up if there is no other kohen. If there's no other kohen, you shouldn't call him up. You don't dum pesukid zimra. So Kohen Yuches, V'tov Sheilech HaKohen, what's best is for the Kohen to step out. If he can't take the Aliyah because of Davening, or he didn't fast, and they're saying Veichal, so it's better for him to leave. Had the Medina, Afilo Yotza Gam Kein Yuchel Kol Yisrael Mekomo, because merely the Halacha, even if the Kohen stays in Shul, you can call up Yisrael in his place, because he can't take the Aliyah. Rak L'chadchila Tov Yoyisa Sheilech Beisa Knesses Hashem Ika Pegomo. L'chadchila, we say it's better for him to leave the shul because there might be a concern that someone's going to say he's not a kohen. Shem she'ena kol yoyidu she'ena misan. Not everyone knows he isn't fasting, b'hab. V'meish kohen achar b'beis ha'knes misan. If there is another kohen in the shul who is fasting, ein sorech l'gul yamalech misan. And everyone agrees this kohen doesn't have to leave the shul. Rak l'odil sheikh tzibah shlo yikru. He just tells sheikh tzibah, don't call me. He tells the gabba, he tells sheikh tzibah, don't call me up, call the other kohen. Kahal shahayu nohagin mikedem. There's a community that had an old practice. Shabbos Shabbos Bracious. The first Shabbos after Yom Tov Sukkos, after Shmini Atzeres and Vesteir, Haya Echad Me'akahol Misnadev Mosar Pesach Knesses. They would have a collection, they would have an auction, and they would donate money for the shul, Kadesh Yikra, Rishon, Vascholas, etc. in the zechus of being the first aliyah. So it's not today we do chasan Torah on Yontif. This was I want the first aliyah in Parshas Bereishis. First aliyah in Parshas Bereishis, and they'll give a lot of money to the shul. V'akoyin ain't what's limchal. Because it's my aliyah. You can't do that to me. He's not willing. Ain choyish in the dvar. We don't listen to the koyin. The Kehila does their minig. They did this minig for years. It's an old minig. It was made for Kavodat Torah. He like this minig. So if there's a long-standing minig that the first aliyah of Parshas Bereishis goes to the highest bidder, then the Kohen can't say, I'm not moichel. It's not his to be moichel. In such a case, that's the minig. Whoever pays the most gets it. The Aim Knesset Gedoyla, Uprichoda Sheskimu, both Knesset Gedoyla and Prichoda agree. Shafilu Eina Rosa Tesmer Knesset, even if the Kohen does not want to leave the shul, Aval Pekin Echoshim Lezeb, doesn't bother us. For currently Yisrael Mesna David gives the Aliyah to Yisrael, who gives the most money. I guess part of the minig was the Kohen would step out when they call up the Yisrael. He doesn't step out, he's not getting the Aliyah. For Nadavka Benidon Kizeh, it has to be such a case. It started off as a minig, it's an early minig for years, and they all agreed to it. At the time, the Kohanim agreed. So they would actually walk out. The Kohanim would go out, and they'd call up the Yisrael. Because of the Kavod HaTorah, that people spend so much money, precious money, for Kriyas Psichasa, the beginning of reading Sefer Bereishis. And it will help the shul. But let's say the city wants to make a new minig they never had before, and they make a set thing to sell the mitzvahs, and we're not listening to the kahanim. The kahanim have to go out when they lane. They can't do that. You can't start such a thing against the kahanim's will. On the severe occasion, they did it for Bereishis, and the kahanim at the time of Maskim, that you can do. But Stamazoi to sell the mitzvahs and leave the kohen out not. And again, you see clear that the minig was for the kohen to leave, they would step out when they called up the Yisrael. And that the mechadish, that even if he wouldn't step out, that was the minig, they wouldn't be chayshish. Tshuvas chasam sefer simich of dalet, and it calls the tshuvas shiva si. And so this is a tshuva from chasam sefer and the shiva si and the son of the Noid of Yehuda, that you don't make new minhagim to do this without the rishos of the kohanim. But old minhagim, long standing minhagim, we honor those minhagim.